Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend.
Mess us up. The flesh is one of those things that oftentimes we overlook, but we know it's there, amen? We know it's there. It's a struggle. But God says, hey, I'm going to make this promise to you that if you would just listen, you would hear these words behind you saying, these are my ways, walk in them. Oftentimes we hear people who struggle with walking in God's ways. Amen? We all do. I know I do. We're not always on step. But here's the catch. And this is where I want to bring you to this morning. Challenges come. Amen? Challenges come. And they're difficult. That's why they're called challenges. Right? There's nothing fun about a challenge in life. But when they come, if we would simply remember to walk with God, if we would, you know, there's that song, He walks with me, He talks with me. You know, for a long time, I remember I never really understood that song. I knew it to be a punchline of a joke that I had heard one time. But then I listened to it and I thought, man, how beautiful is that, that He literally walks with us and that He talks with us. And if we would just listen. You know, Isaiah says something else so amazing in that book. It says this, though they having ears, they do not hear, and having eyes, they do not see. Oftentimes we can hear it, we can see it, but we're not perceiving it. We're not hearing it. We're looking for God's direction for our life. We're looking for God's plan for our life. And we're so far out of the scope of what God wants for us that we miss it a little bit. I want you to take your Bibles now, and I want you to keep your thumb there. Mark it somehow. And I want you to go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. So you don't have to go far. And it says simply this. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ and His Son cleanses us from all sin. Now, does that say that we're not going to sin? Absolutely not. You know, I get tickled when I talk to, how many of y'all have ever met a Calvinist? I know that there's a lot of us here that have. And they simply believe in predestination. That's between them and God. I'm not here to knock them for that. Okay? What I'm going to here is this. They believe that you have to be sinless. It ain't going to happen. Just throw that out there. Because we're all going to mess up. Because the Word of God says, though, there's none righteous. No, not even one. But somewhere along the way, we begin to walk. Charlie, tell you, I need to borrow you, buddy. Come here. Come on. Come on. All right, Logan, come here, buddy. I need to borrow you too. Get on this side. There you go. All right, let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Why are you being weird, man? All right, left foot first, okay? Right? And see, as long as we are in sync together, we're in step together. Our relationship with the Father shouldn't be any different. Thank you, guys. Did you burn me a sucker?
No.
Man. See, there's this part of our life that we come to realize that if we're in step with Him, the things of the world don't excite us anymore. Catch that. The gratification of the flesh doesn't excite us anymore. It's miserable living in the flesh. Amen? Come on now. See, there's times in my personal walk as well in your personal walk with Christ that we miss the mark. We just mess up. Thank God for Amazing Grace. Every time I hear that song, I cry. It doesn't matter where it's at, I cry. Why? Because it is truly by His grace, because I was once lost, but now I'm found. Amen? You were blind, but now you see. And see, it's one of those things, if we walk with Him, but if we walk in the light, can anybody, look, I didn't know this, but at some point last night, I got up out of the bed and decided that it was a good idea to get in the freezer. I still have no recollection of this. I'm going by what my beautiful wife told me. And for some odd reason, it was dark in the house. How many of you right now in the middle of the night can get up and walk through your home and never turn on a light? Why? Because you know it. That's your home. How many of us right now can walk every day with Christ and let Him lead us, guide us, and direct us, because He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end? If we would just learn to listen and hear His voice. Y'all, this week as I studied this and I sat down, I literally thought, Lord, I've made 3 paragraphs and erased half of them. Has anybody else done that? Maria, have you ever done that? Make some notes for school? Then you'd be like, you know what? I know this. Why am I doing this? This is one of those messages. I've read this 1,000 times. I've read Isaiah chapter 30 1,000 times, and it hit me like a ton of bricks this week. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee. Behind thee. Not in front of you. Behind thee. This is the way, walk ye in it. And when you turn right, and when you turn left. You know, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what we do in life, because we as the sheep should know our Father's voice. And we should always obey it. But do we? Absolutely not. Why? Because we're human. A lot of people cringe when you say that. And to be real transparent and just be real honest, we don't like to admit that we're flawed sometimes. We don't like to say, hey, I make mistakes. Sometimes we're pretty good at what we do, whether it be in work or in a hobby or whatever, and we're good at it, and we don't like to admit that we're not good at it. Okay? But here's the catch. There's 2 things that should be happening inside the church. Every week, we should be mentoring somebody, or somebody should be mentoring us on how to walk with the Father. It's called discipleship, right? What good is it? What good is it if we can walk blindly and never truly know Him? What's that like? Our relationship with the Father, once we learn to walk with Him, we learn our value of our relationship with the Christ. We learn that value. We come to know that value. We intertwine with that value. Why? Because it's our value in Christ, right? It's walking with Him. It's knowing Him. It's not just saying, you know what? I'm going to do this for a couple of weeks. I've met people, and I've shared this with y'all before, who literally say that they can read the Bible an entire year. I can't do it. I get stuck in one chapter for months. I've tried. It actually took me 3 years to read the entire Bible, mainly because I read slow, Maria. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to soak it in. But what really is unique about our walk with Christ is not just coming in week after week and saying, you know what? I don't know what we're doing here, but I know if I listen to His voice, I know that if I walk in the light, I know that He will be with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen? His promises are never null and void. There's always instruction with those promises. The instruction that He gives in Isaiah chapter 30 is really unique. I want to encourage you, because we would be here all day reading this chapter and breaking it down. So I want to encourage you to go home, get your Bible out this afternoon while you're staying inside, because I know you're not going to be outside. Okay? Because it's like freezing out there, literally. So I know that you're not going to do nothing else unless you're watching a football game. So before you do that, read this chapter. It's full of instruction. Did you realize that with instruction, there is always a construction? Have you ever noticed that? Anybody else, when you get something like a dresser or something off, your wife orders one of those things off the internet that you got to put together? Feel my pain, Waylon? And you're looking at it, and you can look at the picture and tell how to put it together. Okay? If we would listen to the instruction, if we would follow the instructions, we wouldn't have to go through a deconstruction process. Carrie bought a fireplace one time. She buys this fireplace. We get this fireplace, and I look at it. I was like, this is simple. It's self-explanatory. I put it together upside down. Then I got very upset because I had to take it apart because she wouldn't let me just flip it the other way. It wouldn't hurt nothing, right? But if we would follow the instructions, sometimes we wouldn't have to go through a deconstruction process. Point number three that I'm going to make this morning is simply this. It's not looking back. It's leaning on Him, hearing His voice. It's finding His grace and mercy at the foot of the cross. Catch that. I wrote this down yesterday in my Bible as well. It's not looking back. It's leaning on Him, hearing His voice. It's finding His grace and mercy at the foot of the cross. You know, I want to ask y'all something. And I was really amazed at everybody that showed up and done the 5K here a couple weeks ago. I was like, y'all are awesome. For one, I'm going to say this, even at work, I don't run unless I absolutely have to. Amen? Brother Mike said, I feel that to the core. So, and I tell people all the time, do not run from me. I've got your license, or I've got your information. I know you're going to go home. Amen? That's where they always go. They go home. Just walk with me for a minute. Just walk with me for a minute. Let's talk about this. You know, it works every time, Miss Gloria. It works every time. When we come to the realization, if we say, Lord, I just need you to walk with me. Sometimes you just have to not say a word and just listen. Amen? But it's simply just walking with Him. If we learn to walk with Him, we will learn to listen to Him. I want y'all to go back one more time. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in Him ought to himself also to walk, even as He walked. Now, you know, you pick up characteristics from people the more that you're around. That's a proven study, right? The more you're around people, you pick up those characteristics from those people. I hated pizza for years. Then I married my beautiful wife who loves pizza. Guess what I love to eat now? Pizza. She loves country music. Me, not so much. But guess what I learned to love? Country music. She likes Kenny Chesney. I don't. Okay? There's nothing wrong with being different in the body of Christ. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, you're unique in your own way. But one thing we all should have in common is our steps should align with the Father's. Catch that. Our steps should align with the Father's. Is that simple? Absolutely not. Is that difficult? Absolutely. Why is it difficult? Because we are a flawed people. Can't say that enough this morning. We don't always get it right. Do you know what the hard part about life is? Getting out of bed every morning. Amen? Because that's when it starts. That's when your day starts. Is when you get up, you're determined at that very moment. Listen to this. You're determined at that very moment when you get out of that bed, whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day. Amen? And if we walk with the Father, we'll never let people determine how we're going to have a good day or a bad day. Listen to that. People do not control your attitudes. Amen? Letting people control your emotions will keep you so far away from walking with the Father that you'll be looking for reasons to not walk with the Father. Well, you know, I've just had a really bad day, and man, you don't know what it's been like for me. This, and this happened, and all these people showed up today, and we wasn't ready for this, and we wasn't ready for that, and life just happened. I know, right? Stop it. Y'all don't know how many nights I've come in and I just rip that duty belt off. And I'm like, you're not going to believe. And it's so serious, Waylon, I get the knife hand out. You know it's serious when the knife hand comes out, right? I'm like, you wouldn't believe what happened today. And she's like, okay. So I'm not preaching to just y'all this morning. Amen. This is for me too. But we shouldn't let other people control how we walk with the Father. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Mason, if you will, bring back up verse 30 out of Isaiah for me real quick. Now, I want y'all to catch something right here, and this is, we're getting ready to close here in just a second. I want you to catch this. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, and when ye turn to the right, and when ye turn to the left. So that tells me that no matter what we're doing in life, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, we should always be listening for the Father's voice to say, hey, you're heading the right direction. Because He loves us. He wants us to walk in His ways. Amen? He wants us to head in that direction. Amen? I'm going to close with this. There is no greater moment in our walk with the Father than when we sit down and say, you know, I don't always stay in step, but I'm never far behind. Because I want to tell you, you know, I often hear people talk about those one set of footprints in the sand. Y'all remember those pictures? I think everybody's grandmother had that picture in their home. Amen? My granddaddy had one, and it had feet drug in the sand. I don't know where he found it at. And I asked him one day, I said, Odie B, I said, I got a question for you. He said, well, ask away, son. I said, why in the world does it look like somebody's been drugged through that sand? He said, because sometimes you don't know it, but God's dragging you to get you where you need to be. Because sometimes we just give up. Amen? We get tired. Sometimes we just got to rely on God and just say, Lord, no matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to walk with you. No matter what happens, I'm going to walk with you.
Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard, it's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what, I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.